battle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Wednesday, September 17th, Constitution Day here in America. Former Governor Democrat James Blanchard thinks that Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan will be the biggest winner if a state government shutdown takes place at the end of this month. In his 2026 independent bid for governor, Duggan made claims that Lansing is dysfunctional, a major selling point for his campaign. Well, Blanchard says, the thing is, it'll cost money to shut down the government and more money to start it back up. And the people will lose confidence in Lansing. Politically, it would help Mike Duggan become governor. Would definitely undercut any Republican running for governor, because the House is controlled by the Republicans and are driving to the cliff of which we are about to go over. Well, exploring what state-level government shutdowns look like, Governor Blanchard never experienced one during his administration. However, he said if a budget deal isn't reached and implemented in time for the new fiscal year beginning at midnight on October 1st, the state could enter a government shutdown for the first time since 2009. Which was around the national Great Recession financial crisis under then-Governor Jennifer Granholm. Back then, the shutdown ended after only 2 hours when then-Governor Jennifer Granholm signed a one-month continuing budget to keep the government functioning. At the time, legislators were faced with chopping local government revenue sharing by 11.1%, cutting per pupil payments to schools by $154 per student, and eliminating the state-funded promise grants for college students. However, today's circumstances are different. August projections show how, on a year-to-year date basis, general fund tax revenue is off by $95.7 million, and the school aid fund revenue is actually up by $23.6 million. the situation is less severe than the $1.7 billion budget deficits lawmakers had to work around back in 2009. A $1.6 billion budget gap that they were facing for fiscal year 2010. Well, Granholm advised a 4% cut in the fiscal year 2009 spending. However, today seems like it's a lot of show business, a lot of play acting that's going on that's not very serious. Blanchard said of today's budget making process, specifically noting that the House's proposal to cut funding to the University of Michigan, Michigan State by 65%. And 18.9% respectively, isn't serious. Well, former Governor Jim Blanchard had more to say. We'll continue on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling...
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Former Governor Jim Blanchard, Democrat, speaking to MERS News Service yesterday, said the question is whether the House Speaker Matt Hall wants to follow the lead of the Republicans controlling Congress in Washington, D.C., where a fall shutdown may occur there as well. Matt Hall has a perfect right to hold out or negotiate, but he's got to do it with the Senate Democrats, not the governor. He can't expect her to undermine the Democrats in the Senate, Blanchard said. Well, personalities are always there, but this is a sign of the times that people want to run against the government. Then they want to work to make sure it doesn't work so they can confirm their attacks on the government. This is kind of like the libertarian wing of the Republican Party, end quote, said Blanchard. Well, meanwhile, Speaker Matt Hall has indicated that he's having efficient working relationship with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. However, 6 days ago, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony expressed frustrations that while talks is happening, it's only happening in the form of phone calls and video meetups where no decisions are being made about the final fiscal year 2026 budget, what it will even look like. Well, as for Blanchard, he served as Michigan's 45th governor. He served from 1983 through 1990. Then from 1984 through 1990, Mount Pleasant Republican John Engler served as the Republican-controlled Senate Majority Leader. The House at the time was controlled by the Democrats. Well, then, in 1990, John Engler ran for governor and unseated Blanchard, becoming Michigan's 46th governor. He beat Blanchard narrowly by only 0.7% of the vote. Blanchard got 49.76. Engler got 49.76. Blanchard got 49.07. Actually, less than 0.7%. Blanchard went on to say, I don't think even when he was running against me, that John Engler wanted to shut the government down. But now there seems to be a different mentality. Blanchard projects that a state government shutdown will result in construction jobs being paused and layoffs in the building trades. One of the reasons that could drive Michigan into a shutdown also is the road funding debate. As the governor and the House aim to generate $3 billion in new road funding, the Senate searches for a reliable, non-controversial source for new state revenue. New taxes. Well, Blanchard said if you stop a project and then have to start it back up, that increases costs. So it would really cost us more on the roads than it should. Excuse me, former Governor Blanchard, I got a very simple question. Why would it cause the cost of the project to go up? You stop a project. At midnight on September 30th, we don't have a budget deal. The state goes into a government shutdown. So workers are told that don't come to work on Wednesday, October 1st. Not until the budget is funded. Why would that make a road project cost go up? Workers would sit at home. Or if there was a private sector road project like Elmer's or whatever, They would just simply go do other work. When you guys get your act together, you get the budget done, you can pay us, we'll come back. Sorry, I'm not buying your statement, sir, with all due respect. Well, Blanchard went on to say that there's a lot here that's at stake. And the reality is the governor gave the legislature a budget over 200 days ago. The Senate met its obligations to come up with something before July 1st, and the House came in only recently. Well, now they have to deal with each other. The governor can help, but they have to work together. Well, the other side of the coin, Ronna Romney McDaniel, the Republican National Committee's past chair and current head of the Michigan Forward Network, an organization being backed financially by the Republican DeVos family, is using today's reports of Lansing's dysfunction to target Governor Gretchen Whitmer. McDaniel said Whitmer has said for months that she wants a road plan and that the budget cannot get done without one. Well, the Senate Democrats have shrugged her off. Very few House Democrats are even defending her. You cannot act as a mail-in governor. The final fiscal year of her eight could be crowned by a costly government shutdown. Instead of bringing people back to the table, she's putting taxpayers in limbo as they wait to learn if essential services that they depend on will be available come October. Well, all I can say, folks, is if you have your license plate tabs renewal that are coming up soon prior to your birthday, renew them now. Because this could last, I think, at least a week, possibly more. If the Republicans stand strong, which I believe they will, and they don't compromise, this could be a week or two. It could even be a month. But there's one other thing that they're not even talking about. Just like back in 2009, 2 hours into a government shutdown, Governor Jennifer Granholm signed a continuing resolution. The House has already presented and passed a $20 billion continuing resolution to keep the government open until they can finally negotiate and come up with an agreement on road funding and the budget. All Whitmer has to do is get the Senate Democrats to pass it and sign it. It's that simple. It could be done within hours. A one-month continuation budget that kept the government open functioning back in 2009, well, it may have to be done again. So we shall see. We're going to continue to monitor this story, this issue, and talking about it here on the show. And honestly, independent Democrat running as an independent, Mike Duggan from Detroit, he's come out and said publicly, if he gets elected governor, if these elected officials can't send me a budget by July 1st, I'm going to stop paying them. Well, is that something that needs to be done? is you guys can't come up with a budget by July 1st, you don't get a paycheck. Now, some of our very wealthy state senators, state representatives may not hurt them, but a lot of these people, I'm sure, are probably living paycheck to paycheck, just like regular folks. Would that be enough to motivate them to put pressure on the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader and the Governor to get something done? Well, according to Duggan, he thinks it would. So we'll have to wait and see. Very interesting. Yesterday's show, we had Rob Cordes on from Liberty Mountain, USA. While they're finishing up the touches on their website, they're getting the website set up for you to be able to RSVP that you're going to be coming to their open house kind of meet and greet event 4 weeks from this Saturday, October the 11th. It's down in Farwell, Michigan. They're in Clare County, and it's a big venue that we're excited about. They're saying that they can handle up to 25, 30,000 people, no problem. If we want to put on an event, we want to put on a concert, we want to get some political people there, they're saying that they can handle it. Northern Michigan has a large venue for events. Just go to libertymountainusa.com. You can see the pictures. And in a couple of days, we'll be announcing that you can sign up to attend this event. Again, 4 weeks from this Saturday, October the 11th. Gates are going to open at 3. They will have parking available. You'll be able to come in and take a tour of the place. They plan on having a couple of bands there. I believe Rob said the music's going to start about 6:30, 7 o'clock. So we'll see. Hopefully we got great weather, a beautiful fall day, and you can come and join us. Vicki and I are planning on attending. We're going to take Mr. Snoop with us, and we're excited to promote this new venue and to let everybody know about it. So again, if you want the link to your phone, text me at 231-360-5140. Text me LM for Liberty Mountain, and I'll send you a link to their website. Excited to see another big, huge venue where we could get thousands of folks together. This is going to be an awesome, awesome venue for us to have access to, and we're excited. It is impossible to find any place here in northern Michigan that can handle over 10,000 people. Parking, venue, sound system big enough for people to hear. Yeah, this is awesome. Greatly look forward to promoting it and being a part of it. Well, we've got more stories lined up from Lansing, but we also have a couple from Washington, D.C. We're going to navigate our way to Washington, have a conversation about that, and then wrap up the show in the third hour, getting back here in the great state of Michigan. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.